This episode is brought to you by Fetch. Fetch is a kennel alternative right here in Denver, not a traditional doggy daycare or boarding school. They offer one-on-one private pet care for all kinds of pets, both furry and non-furry. And their employees are experienced, insured, bonded, and background checked, so you can rest easy knowing your pet is in good hands. Basically, they know pets. I used to watch a Burmese mountain dog named Sven, who was just like walking a polar bear. It was insane. Fetch offers pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, medication administration, and more. And he hated going on walks. I could like walk him around the block and then he was like, he just liked to lay in the bathtub. So if you're looking for high quality pet care you can trust, check out Fetch at northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. That's northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. Today on CityCast Denver. It's 420 this Saturday. Maybe you've hit all the killer dispensary deals and maybe you're going to see Gucci Mane at Civic Center Park. But what happens when the munchies inevitably hit? Where, oh where in Denver do you go to make the best meal only a stoner could dream of? Don't worry, we've got you covered. In nacho cheese. And just a note, this episode gets a little explicit. Today is Thursday, April 18th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. Producer Olivia Jewel Love, hello.
Hello, Bree.
Hi, and our politics and green chili correspondent, Justine Sandoval, is here. Hi.
What's up?
So, the sacred holiday of 420 is upon us, and I'm actually surprised this has not been petitioned to be a state holiday yet. Isn't that weird to you guys?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess, opening day.
It's unofficial.
It's unofficial, but people are not going to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it lands
Saturday
this year. However, I think it's something that kind of can happen all week long. But anyway, there's tons to do, lots of cannabis to consume in many different ways. And of course, we're also thinking about food. And so I have to say the munchies conversation to me often is limited to just snacky things. And while I love snacky things, when I am maybe a little stony baloney, I'm like thinking about the thing I want the most and then I hyper-focus on it until I get it. And so the idea was to lay out sort of your dream multi-course munchies meal across the Mile High. Like if you could assemble your dream DoorDash order from every place you would want to go, what would that look like? We're going to break it down into categories. We're going to start with appetizers. Justine, you want to go?
Oh, sure. This one was a little difficult because when I started thinking of appetizers, like I could eat all of the things.
I know. Like, I was thinking of a sampler platter from anywhere.
Well, I think for my appetizer, there's two stops here.
Okay.
And one of the first stops is actually one of my favorite munchy late night spots for many years. And that is a stop to good old Benny Blanco's.
Yes.
To get some cheese sticks.
Okay.
Yeah. They have like, they used to call them cheese dicks on the menu back in the day, but I've noticed when I was researching this week that they've changed the name to just mozzarella sticks. But go get some cheese sticks from Benny's. And then I'm going just down the block to the 7-Eleven. If you're from here, you call it Sev's.
The Sev's.
The Sev's.
Yep.
I get what I call a chip salad. So you got to get like two types of Doritos, your two favorite flavors of Doritos. You mix them together. And then you go get the nacho tray of cheese from 7-Eleven. And you dump out those chips that they give you.
They're crappy chips.
And you fill the whole tray up with the cheese. And then you dip the Doritos. So that's my appetizer.
This is genius. So you've got chips and you've got cheese dicks.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Mine was similar in that I got chips, but I just went real simple. I like the chips and salsa from Torres. They're just, it's basic. Their salsa is not spicy. It tastes good. I'm not a huge chips and salsa person, but theirs I get every time. So I started with chips and salsa from Torres. I had to get it. I stopped by 7-Eleven as well. I think that's the inaugural part of this experience. I got a Coke Slurpee. And then I get a little decadent and I go on down to Angelo's on 6th Avenue and get a dozen oysters on the half shell.
Oh, wow.
That's just bougie.
I try to mix it up, you know, 7-Eleven, Angelo's, Torres.
Jeez.
So that's my opening. Also, I love extra vinegary. Like, I love putting vinegar on my oysters. I know I'm disgusting. But Olivia, where are you at with all this?
I mean, honestly,
my to be really real with you, the appetizer is purse snacks. It's whatever's in my bag. We're like the usual lineup in either my purse or my backpack is going to be some kind of beef jerky. Lately, it's been one of those Chomps sticks.
Is that like a Slim Jim or something?
It's like the like clean girl aesthetic version of a Slim Jim is how I would describe it.
Okay.
And then lately, taking a page out of Justine's book, I've been having a little container of candy salad.
I have had your candy salad. It's
pretty good.
It is dynamite. I mean,
yeah, it's top notch.
Your secret ingredient there is obviously
Nerds Clusters.
Nerds Clusters.
Yeah. So candy salad, that's on deck. Usually there's a slightly sad looking bruised fruit that's been riding around in there for who knows how long. It's maybe edible, maybe not. But if it's kind of edible, it'll probably be on the docket. And then usually we've got like a crushed up bag of chips that maybe were open for lunch one day and I didn't eat all of them, or like some Chex Mix, or
something. I've got a Clif Bar in the shape of a fist.
Yeah, I've like got one squished. Of those. I've got one of those, but that's really not.
That's not a snack.
That's
survival
case.
Food.
Yeah. So, but honestly, a few weeks back, I asked our listeners for some recs on nachos.
On nachos.
Yes.
I'm so glad you brought this up because Justine just described her sort of DIY nachos. What did you hear from people?
I got a lot of responses. I just want to say thanks to everyone that wrote in. That was really nice. And I got a lot of great recs. So I'm going to read a couple of them, and I want some takes from you too on them. So our buddy Kevin N from the Baker Alley House told me I should go to Vine Street since we were just talking about how it reopened.
Oh.
He said they are very much the pile-on kind with great veggie and meaty options. And he said I should check them out and report back if I'm so inclined, which I would love to do. And I will.
I haven't been to, I mean, we haven't been able to go to Vine Street. I don't think it's been open since you lived here,
no,
right?
It hasn't.
So that's a remains to be seen. Are you a Vine Street person, Justine?
Yeah. I think they used to have a wing special back in the day.
Totally.
Yeah. They had really good wings.
So I have to try their nachos.
The next one is from El Taquilino.
In Arvada.
Yeah, on Warden, Arvada. Best nachos ever, all caps, 2 exclamation points. Nachos deluxe with pork carnitas.
Ooh.
One order serves 2 people a hearty meal paired with a Cadillac Marg. Heaven.
Okay. Also, I'm hearing leftovers in that if you want to have a 2
nachos
days
are work. Hard for
I know,
leftovers.
It's soggy.
So if we can separate the chips and the toppings, maybe. But I could take a couple reinforcements to help me finish them.
Okay.
Another person says Kalaka and Billy's, both in North Denver.
I know Billy's.
Yeah.
But I don't know Kalaka.
Yeah, I don't either, but another thing to on my list. Thanks everyone for letting me know. I'm going to have to try some of these out and we'll report back.
I love it. Okay. So we've got a good array of appetizers, but we are moving on to our main course. I guess I'll start with my main course because I kind of made this into two different places because I just couldn't. I really wanted a bowl of French onion soup from the Bull and Bush. Mm. Bull and Bush is an atmospheric experience, to be fair. It's not necessarily the to-go kind of thing, but they do their French onion soup with like crispy onions on the top.
Mm.
And it's so like snacky on top of soup. And then I would go to the Cherry Cricket. I'd get a little cricket burger, American cheese and mushrooms is how I do mine, side of mac and cheese bites with ranch, and of course, a fountain Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not have a fountain Coke. So that's my main part of my Munchies DoorDash order. Olivia.
Well, I know you guys are going to drag me for this one, but I don't care because I'm just thinking about realistically. I don't go places when I'm high. Really, what I do is I take an edible and then I go to sleep. And that's pretty much the extent of it. So
I think we're 2 aged stoners over here a little bit. I
don't
even qualify either of us as stoners.
I don't go places when I'm high. I just like sit in my apartment and stare at the wall. My place, I want to go to Lady Numata in Arvada, which is like they call it like a Baja inspired place.
There's actually one in Belmar.
There is. I haven't been to that one though, but I like the one in Arvada because they have like little swingy chairs in it, and I think that's fun.
In the restaurant?
Yes, that you can sit at while you eat. I've been told it's kind of white people food, which I am aware of, but as we may know,
it's not good.
I'm a white people, okay? leave me alone. And I liked the birria tacos when I had them. And I'm not saying that they're not white people birria tacos, but I like them.
They're good for what they are.
And the reason that this would be a great high meal for me is when I'm high, I am willing to shell out any amount of money for what I want.
Yes.
And so that place is expensive and I will give them my money. And also they have this novelty, what do they call it? The shocktopus. It's like this big metal octopus that they fill with like shots. Like its little arms or tentacles hold shots.
I love this for your mid-20s self.
And this is just something I would 100% pay for when I'm high.
Yeah.
Because it's just dumb and I would do it. So I'm going here. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone.
You're celebrating the holiday in style. Justine, main course. What are you getting on deck here?
Well, I'll take it back to the dumpster because when I have the munchies, that's where my appetite goes. Like, how disgusting can I get? So, because, you know, we're celebrating and I want to switch it up. I'm not going to go to my usual go-to, which would be Chubby's.
Right.
Which
I was curious.
Yeah. I know everyone thought Justine's going to go to Chubby's, but I go to Chubby's all the time. So, you know, I'm going to take it out of the north side and go down to the south side. I'm going to Tacos Rapidos.
Hell yes.
On Evans to get carne adobada fries specifically. Not the carne asada, carne adobada, which is like marinated pork in like red chili sauce. So good. I'm going to get those fries because they're decadent. They're delicious. They're different from the Chubby's fries.
Yeah.
So we're going to switch it up. We're going to go to another neighborhood. You know,
yeah,
get some fries.
Different flavors.
And I'm also adding a bean and cheese burrito because I don't care how old I get. That is like my go-to meal.
I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel you. There is never not a time when I don't just want a bean and cheese burrito.
Bean and cheese with red and green salsa.
It's simple. It's delicious. Its profile can be complex. And I agree with you. I haven't had those fries at Tacos Wraps. Usually I get a Colorado burrito, but I might have to try
the fries.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right. Well, we're moving on to dessert. This is tough for me. I have a sweet tooth and I love all desserts equally. But Justine, why don't you start with your dessert?
Okay. So this one was hard because when you have the munchies, everything sounds good, especially ice cream.
Yeah.
But I actually picked one of my new favorite treat spots in Denver, and it's called Dochi, and they do mochi donuts. And they're like little balls, like
that. It looks like a little pearl, like
yes,
bracelet.
Yes, it looks like little bracelets. They're so good. And I think what it is, it's if you've ever had mochi, it's like in the dough. So the texture is like real kind of gummy-ish.
Yeah.
And I like that. And when you're like stoned,
texture
is a really big like factor in how much you enjoy something. So I think that texture, that chewy texture would just be like really great. When you have the munchies.
Do they have flavors like mochi flavors?
Oh, they have mochi flavor, ube bay.
So like you could get like a green tea.
Oh yeah.
I think they have matcha.
The matcha.
Donut. Oh my gosh.
So many flavors. And they're great business. And they're really great people. I think that there's more than one here, but I'm not sure. But I go to the one over on Larimer.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Wow. I didn't even think about donuts. I didn't even put donuts on my radar because I knew that would be over. I would just get a dozen donuts and be done. But Olivia, what have you got for dessert?
Well, my going somewhere for dessert. I just thought about the last place I actually like went when I was high in public, which is like the only time I can remember, which was kind of recently. We went to Heaven Creamery. I think it's in Cherry Creek.
I think I've seen the sign.
Yeah. And I got birthday cake ice cream.
Okay.
In a waffle cone. It was really, really good. But I would also like to thank their back room for just being like painted with clouds. And it was just a really nice environment to have like a group therapy session in while we were all slightly high, and eating ice cream. And like we all cried back there, and it was really nice.
That sounds beautiful.
This place is really providing for you.
It was really nice. So therapy for the price of one cone. But my actual answer is really, I really realized I do get the munchies, and it's actually in the middle of the night because I take my edible before I go to bed and then I go to sleep. And then I wake up at 2 a.m. and all I can think about is the refrigerated Reese's peanut butter egg in my fridge. It's specifically the egg shape. They're like, the best.
Do you think that's the ratio of chocolate to peanut butter?
And the other seasonal shapes are good, like way better than the cups, but it's the egg is the best one. And 2 a.m. I go to my fridge and I get the refrigerated egg.
Isn't that nice when you just know it's in there?
And I eat it in my bed and then I go back to sleep. And that's my ultimate munchie and it's the best.
Justine, do you have a 2 a.m. meal? Do you have a meal that like if you wake up, it's what you eat?
Yeah, I think it would be usually like sweets. Like I remember that there's a chocolate bar and I go grab a
piece. It's all about remembering what's in there.
Yeah, it's a peanut butter egg.
For me, it's cereal.
Oh, cereal.
I like Life cereal. Or I like
Life.
Fruity Pebbles. Well, my dessert is multi-layered.
Love.
My pre-dessert is pistachio cookies from Gallo. Gallo's is great Italian restaurant and bakery in Inglewood on a sort of south Broadway. They're just this perfect size. You can have one or two or five, and they're dusted with powdered sugar. They're this funny green color, but they're this perfect texture. It's the texture thing, Justine. They're chewy. But they're not too chewy. They're soft. They're like a soft batch cookie with a little bit of a chewiness to them. And the flavor is just very faintly pistachio almond. So it's not overpowering. It's kind of like an appetizer.
Love. A palate cleanser.
And Gallo, by the way, has amazing desserts across the board. If you're an eclairs person, if you're a wedding cookie person, they've got them all. So that's my start. Then my main is friend of the show, Keith Garcia, artistic director at the Sea Film Center. When I was pregnant, he used to take me on all these like drives where I could get whatever food I wanted. Aww. That maybe I didn't want other people to know I was eating. Like, you're not supposed to eat hot dogs when you're pregnant. Sorry, I ate hot dogs when I was pregnant. And he would take me to get hot dogs, but he used to take, and he still does actually. We go to Bahama Bucks in Westminster. It's a shave ice place.
Aww.
And they have 47,000 flavors.
Wait, what?
It's
1,000? 47,000?
It's like you could not, I couldn't even tell you how many combinations you can
get. Oh, the combos. I was trying to think of 47,000 unique flavors.
They have like two different kinds of birthday cake flavor. They have three different kinds of lime. They have lime, lemon lime, and limeade. They have, you know, they have like tiger's blood, like the traditional stuff, but they have like orange, and then they have mandarin, and then they have bubblegum, and they have blue bubblegum, raspberry.
What?
It's insane. And you can get condensed milk on it, mm-hmm. sprinkles, nerds.
Sprinkles.
All kind. I keep it pretty simple. I like a half lime, half bubblegum.
What?
I know. If you want to drive to Westminster, there's one in Westminster and there's one in Littleton, and I've had to track both of them down because I make Keith drive me there. But
shout out Keith.
I love shave ice, and there just aren't, unless you want to chase around the Kona ice truck here, it's like hard to find
mm-hmm.
it. So.
Wow.
And then my final part of this dessert is actually a call out for our listeners. My favorite dessert in the whole world is flan.
Mm.
And I don't, ever since my favorite place that had flan closed 12 years ago, Justine, Sabor Latino.
Oh, I was just thinking about that place because I passed by the other day on my way to my mom's house.
First place I had flan in their old location. They opened in 1990. I think I was 10 years old. It changed my life forever. Since then, I have not found a flan I love as much. So if anyone is listening and you have a good flan recommendation in the Denver metro area, please tell me. It's my favorite dessert. And honestly, to go, it's better because the syrupy part is in the bottom of the cup. You get to take it home, turn it over, cut it open, and it just like spills over the flan. So you get to be a little bit part of the process, which I don't know, I enjoy. So this is how seriously I take dessert.
I love flan.
I
can't wait to hear what people say.
Oh, I can't wait either because I've just not really found anything that's perfect yet. Okay, our final component to this ultimate Uber Eats order. I wanted to do an after dinner drink because traditionally when you go out to eat, you generally get a drink. Sometimes that's, you know, it could be a cocktail, it could be coffee. And I just thought it would be a nice way to end things. So, Justine, what's your after dinner drink?
Oh, my God.
Well, here we go. Oh, good. With me again. My after dinner drink, and this is one of my favorites. It's at Sonic's with an S, as my mom would say it.
Oh,
Panera, I love you.
Sonic's. I'd go to Sonic's. And I like the cherry cream slushy, which is like a cherry slushy with ice cream in it.
Yes.
And that is my after dinner drink.
Ooh. Again, we're talking textures here.
Yeah.
Yummy. Ice cream and slushy. One of the genius combinations.
So delicious. It's just creamy and fruity, and it satisfies the ice cream craving that I didn't get from Dochi. But, and then it's also like that refreshing. It's just good. And then your mouth is red, and you're like, I shouldn't have drank this, but.
And you can get an extra large one and just nurse that thing.
Yeah.
All night. Oh.
I mean, and when it's not like 420 munchies in the summer, they have happy hour at Sonic's. Oh, yeah. So you can go and get half off in the evening, like hot. You want to go get a late night Sonic drink?
That's the secret, because if you're, I think we all know the general joke is McDonald's ice cream machine is always broken. So a lot of places just don't have adequate dessert fast food style. Sonic's, agreed. It's the number one. Olivia, what's your after dinner drink?
If I'm being realistic, it's water, because by this time, I really have cotton mouth.
Do you have a brand you like?
Tap. I don't live in the lead area, so I can drink out of my tap. But yeah, by this time it's realistically water, and I might have to switch vessels because by this time I might be getting paranoid that there's mold in my water bottle. So.
Oh yeah. No, when I remember when I was in middle school, my fifth grade teacher got a tapeworm from her water bottle.
Well, she didn't wash if it. I'm being honest, in my yeah. sober state, I do wash my water bottle enough that there's not going to be mold in it. But, okay.
But the paranoia
but
sets
yeah,
in.
This is when it sets in and my mouth is really dry. But if I'm going to actually be fun and like pick something, I'm probably going to go to Hello Coffee in Lakewood and get the midnight snack latte. Which Ooh. I've figured out how to kind of recreate at home. It's like a chocolate peanut butter latte, and it's really good. And I like it iced.
So it's peanut buttery?
Yeah, chocolate peanut butter.
Interesting. I
think, but like they melt the peanut butter into the espresso shot.
Oh.
So I think it's really good, and I like it iced.
Because I was like, how would that work? But
yep,
I see
they melt
you're
it
saying.
Into the espresso shot. So yeah, that's what I would go get if I'm not just at home drinking water and worrying about stuff.
Mine is also a coffee drink, because that's like how I like to finish a meal. And Molecule Effect just reopened their new spot on South Broadway. And I went there this morning and got a Venetian coffee. And their Venetian coffee is like, it's like ribbons. It's like beautiful. It's, if you like a latte, if you like milk in your coffee, I would say that if you're a milk and sugar coffee girly like myself, they make it for you and it's the perfect balance. And I don't know what the secret is to it, but it is the best
coffee. It looks
good. Oh, it's the best iced coffee I've ever had. Well, gosh, I don't know if you guys are like starving.
Yeah, I was like thinking about it.
Yeah, I had to do some research for this. So I was researching. I had many different meals, but this is the one that I landed on after it was all over with.
Well, if you're listening and you have some recommendations for us, stoner or not, maybe you're an occasional person. Maybe you're just stoner adjacent. You're near people that get stoned and you like to eat. Let us know what your favorite like munchy meal is. You can give us a call on the Munchy Meal Hotline at 720-500-5418. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text and let us know what you love. Because the other part about this that I love is we get to talk about Denver and Denver Metro restaurants that we absolutely adore. And if you've got one in your neighborhood that has the specific thing that you crave, let us know what it is. Again, that number is 720-500-5418. Olivia, Justine, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed this show, why not take a minute to tell your favorite clerk at 7-Eleven about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See ya.
yeah, I try to like, Bree's willing to go into a restaurant and eat oysters. Yeah. I'm like high enough that I'm like, we'll just go through the drive-thru.
I don't
and not have to go in and
I
look
just
at
can't. This is like the one time I will actually shut up. Like, I do not talk.